I'm joined on the line by Katrina Toomey from Cork Penny Dinners. Katrina, good morning.
Hello.
Katrina, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I am. Yes.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that's good.
In the background, but I'll try and move.
Yeah. All right, I have you now anyway. Can I ask you, first of all, do you eat, sleep and drink penny dinners? Have you any time for yourself?
I don't know at the moment anyway, that's one sure thing.
It must be hectic.
It is very hectic, yeah. Really, really hectic, and the hours now are just really intense. Like, you know what I mean? They're hard graft for longer hours, like, could kill you.
But you just...
They're great volunteers.
How many volunteers have you?
Do you know what? We have a huge amount of volunteers, but we have loads that do kind of a couple of days, and they're the ones that we rely on because they're strong, they know the work, and they know how to do it. And if we don't all work together as a team and work really hard, this could take all night long, do you know? So
I'm looking at 2,000 freshly made meals per week.
Yeah, and that's a four-course meal, plus sandwiches then for people to have in the evening, going home so that they can have an evening meal, and we give them, you know, the usual juice, fruit, crisps, biscuits, anything we have in. Yeah.
And you must be hugely dependent on suppliers.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I suppose some people would go into you, I suppose, on a loneliness and isolation as well, yeah?
Oh, of course. And you know what? That's the sad part of it, when people have nobody and they have to come in. But again, they love it because they have someone to interact with. They have someone to have a chat with. There's always a bit of something going on inside there. So it passes time for them and they have a bit of company.
And just to go back to your volunteers again, your volunteers come from all walks of life?
All walks of life, you know. We even have people that would have come to eat and who have got, you know, back on track again, you know, whatever issue would have been going on. And they come and they volunteer. And we have dentists, we have doctors, nurses, you know, just...
I'm looking at a list here. Truck drivers, scientists, general operatives, musicians, teachers, students, solicitors, unemployed people, retired people and clergy.
And, you know, could I say something?
You can say whatever you like. The floor is yours.
Everybody works together for a common goal, and that's to be of service. And it's amazing. Do you know this thing about the class divide or about people not talking to people? We have people in recovery, and we have people that are struggling through mental health issues, and we have people that are professionals and non-professionals, and people that have brilliant jobs, and people that have, you know, just not, you know, that their pay wouldn't be as good and stuff like that. And we have people of all religions, all colours, and all working together, and not a peep out of any of them. We're all one.
Isn't it great to have everybody on a level playing field?
Isn't it just absolutely? All they need to know about each other is their first name and how hard you can work. That's all, you know, and it works. We've all, and it's just to hear the fun and the laughter, and we celebrate everything. Everybody celebrates from all over the world, and it's great to be a part of that because we get to know a lot of things as well then about other countries, and people love finding out things and they like finding out things, so that works really, really well.
So it can be very educational as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you know, actually we have French classes. Our musical director for the High Hope Square is French, and he rolled out French classes, and do you know, it's great that people that have now an opportunity to learn things they may never have had an opportunity to learn, and that's wonderful. We were in France last year with the High Hope Square, and we sang, he was after teaching us a French song, No Je Ne Regrette Rien, and we sang that on the streets of France. And a couple of weeks later when we were back, we got a card from the mayor to say like that they appreciated us singing in French and learning it and doing all that. And he said, we want you back in 4 years' time because we believe that the luck of the Irish carried over and France won the World Cup. So I would just say to that, wasn't it brilliant?
Wasn't it just? I'm looking here at something I heard about the High Hopes Choir, and that you have Hank Waddell and musicians Sarah Ryan and Claire Sands with your group. But I'm looking at something here that there's a choir above in Innes, And I think this is really very good. I can just mention it and you can pick up on it. Two Garda buses will transport the choir up to Ennis for their star turn. And you, this is a quote from you, that you said, Garda Ken O'Brien sings with the choir and Garda Tony Gallagher plays the drums. And the input from these two guards has been brilliant. We wouldn't be able to do without them. For some of the lads, they've only been in handcuffs around guards before, so it's great to be chatting to them and singing with them now. It shows them that even if they do something wrong, if they work with the Gardaí, they'll work with them too, and they see them as people now.
Yeah, and that's kind of, you can see that right across the board inside. It's absolutely brilliant, and it's great. It's like, I suppose, community relations, as it should be, even though they're not community Gardaí, they're one officers, but the input that they have with everybody inside is absolutely amazing, and the choir, they just take it to a whole new level altogether, because they are two Gardaí, and they're there if anybody needs to talk or to, if they're worried about something or anything, and that just has turned into a beautiful kind of bond between those guards and between everybody in Penny Dinners. And they come in, they'll sit down with everyone, have a cup of tea and have a chat and see how things are going for everyone. So it's good that people know, like, that, you know, rather than being afraid of the guards, you can work with them, and you know, it just seems to happen. They all love them on your inside.
Isn't it just great? Now, I want to move on to the apartments.
They're super.
Come here. This is beyond belief altogether, because what started off as, you know, somebody going in for a bit of food, now you're going into the apartment business. Tell us about that.
We've been looking at that for a long time, you know, because the board would meet and we would sit down and we were saying, what could we do? Because we see so many people who can't, who are so affected by their term in loneliness or in homelessness. Do you know, it goes on and it goes on and it goes on, and being stuck and having nowhere to live is very, very difficult for somebody, especially people in recovery. So we looked at that and we looked at other models. We were in Dublin with Brother Kevin, and we were over in Manchester at the Corn Store, and we went to others in Manchester as well, but the Corn Store was the one that stuck out. And we just decided that to help give people a proper chance, that we should go in, you know, to accommodation and to providing homes so that they can get back on their feet. Now, the plan was, one of them was working at the time and one of them was just started college, and the plan was that we would try to help everybody else get back into work, etc., etc. And the last fella had his interview on Tuesday of this week, and he's starting work next week. So it happened very, very quickly, because they only went in on the 17th of November, and we were going to help them, you know, with CVs and we're going for interviews and stuff like that. But it happened. So now the whole six of them are more or less back on their feet.
Isn't that great?
We're going to try and work with, you know, we have other people now, and, you know, somebody messaged yesterday to say they might have a little part-time job for somebody who may be in need of it. And what's great about it is people are willing to take a chance on people who have fallen, who have, you know, fell by the wayside, and who are now getting back on their feet. And that's paramount to everybody's recovery, and you should see the happiness that's in the house. You know, they're so happy now. Everything is kind of coming round full circle for them.
And well, it's a long, long way, isn't it?
It's a long way. And, you know, that road is quite long. But I think what we looked at was, how could we go on that road with them and bring them to a point? And I'd have to say on that front, the board are excellent. They all think, you know, and think outside the box and think how best to do it. And it came then to fruition with the house. The house has 3 2-bedroom apartments, fully kitted out, all brand new. It's absolutely beautiful. And all the lads had to do was go in and hang up their clothes. We thought of everything for them, just because we didn't want, you know, sometimes you'd hand somebody the key of a house and they might know what to do with it. And you could be bringing a bigger problem on them through mental health, etc. So we just said, no, we'll take everything out of it. They bring in their clothes, they hang them, and that's it. And we wish them the best of luck. And now they're, like, we're running our cookery classes and the lads are all coming down every Thursday night. We have chefs from Apple, Don Murray and his crew above. They come down and they're teaching the lads how to cook and how to put nourishing meals, like, on the table, and how to, you know, how to just kind of feed themselves and how to what to buy and, you know, what to purchase so that you can make a good meal out of it. Last night, no, they had beautiful chicken fajitas, and the pastry chef, Libby, she came down and made lemon drizzle cake. And they made a fruit juice of carrot, broccoli and orange juice. And, you know, they were all set. And it's so nice, the food.
Happy days, like.
It's so nice that everybody wants to do it. And then we have students then that come in from UCC after the lads, and the lads then fall in with helping them and showing them what they've learned. And the students learn how to cook that exact same four-course meal. And it's such a high standard. Everybody really wants to go away and say, oh, this is food. This is, you know, the best of it. And so they're getting it. Like, the home cooking is good cooking. And tasty cooking, and far more tastier than anything like that you'd get in the fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's coming back to working off a budget, and it's lovely to see that happen as well. So, again, as I say, and we have a warehouse coming in.
I was just going to say to you, you have a new warehouse under renovation.
We have, yeah, and it's probably on target for February, March, and we're very excited about that because we've identified a lot of gaps. You know, that keep people down, I suppose. I'm not sure what words to use, but we've identified them, and we're trying to fill them. And we hope that that'll evolve as we go along, and that we'll fill more gaps, you know, that it'll just, oh, this is needed, and hopefully we'll be able to step up to the mark. And on the back of the other house, we have purchased another house as well, so that we can renovate that, but it'll be a bigger job than the other one, because the one we've purchased is in rag order, like, and needs a bigger job to it. But again, it was a good price, and it's a good investment for, you know, it'll work out probably cheaper in the long run, and we'll have, you know, we'll have another house for people to move into as well.
Looking back, Katrina, on your time there, you've evolved and come on so much, haven't you?
So much, yeah.
I mean, you had the premises done up there a few years ago.
And that was the start of it, I think.
Yeah, you've expanded so much.
Yeah, when we realised that our service is worth it and we're good at what we do, everybody in there has good ideas, and when they see somebody struggling, when they see that pain of the struggle, they all want to do more. And looking at it will have that effect on you, and so we go forward as a team. Then everyone was so excited about this. All the volunteers, even the new volunteers, got caught up in it, and they were just so happy that we were actually doing something else for people that needed that else to be done. And and even just the people in the street, they were all so happy. Everyone came down, like, to see them, and they were all delighted with it. And again, like, the builder on it, like, this Charlie Clapton of Blarney Window Systems, and they're doing the warehouse as well, and the lads are inside, they're knowing that they're building or renovating something special. And they're doing a very good job. It's amazing. And people are so kind. You know, a man came in one day and he just bought televisions for all the bedrooms. He said, I want to contribute something to it. Like, and we said, you know, so he said, what about this? And we said, yeah. Liam is his name. And he just came in and decided. And then he told me when he was going away, he said, I'm going to save up, buy another house. He was so emotional about it.
Isn't that amazing?
It is, yeah. It is. And because he said, I trust you, he said, look what you've done. And I think that's the effect it has on us.
Your record speaks for itself, you know.
Yeah.
Katrina, I could talk to you all day long, and probably would talk to you all day long. I know you're good at talking yourself, but I heard it said there's a bed in heaven for you. If there's a bed in heaven for anyone in Cork, there's a bed in heaven for you. Do you know,
for a while, no.
No, not for a good bit yet. No, obviously not. But anyway,
sing with the hothouse flowers Sunday night. So.
Yeah, that'd be great as well. Anyway, Katrina, I have to take an ad break. Thank you so much for taking my call this morning. And we will talk again, I'm sure.
Thanks to everyone and you all for the support.
Great stuff. Radio. Thanks very much.
Thanks a million.
Cheers. Bye now.
Take care. Bye bye.
Katrina Toomey above in Cork Penny Dinners. She is some lady.